From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A night of seven primaries and caucuses and several very big wins for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. He's racked up victories in Missouri, Delaware, Arizona, and North Dakota. Senator John Edwards beat Kerry in South Carolina, which had been considered a must-win state for the Edwards campaign. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman did not fare well in any of the contests, and he announced a few minutes ago that he is dropping out of the race.
In Oklahoma, Wesley Clark is running in a very close race with John Edwards. At this point, nearly two-thirds of the election districts have reported, and it's 30% for Edwards, 30% for Clark. And not too far behind with 26% is John Kerry. Oklahoma is a must-win state for General Clark, who campaigned heavily there after his disappointing performance in New Hampshire. NPR's Wade Goodwin is with the Clark campaign in Oklahoma City and joins us now. I assume people there are on the edge of their seats.
Yes, they are. We have the Super Bowl of primaries here going down to the last quarter. People are excited, but they're very nervous. It looks like Edwards has pulled just a little bit ahead, 31 to 30, but we're talking about a few hundred votes.
Did the Clark people there see Senator Edwards as the main competition in Oklahoma?
Well, I mean, he's been running second, but it was a distant second. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Clark had twice the percentage that Edwards has. But in the last 2 weeks, Edwards and Kerry have been coming on, and the Clark campaign, I talked with him today, was anxious about how this was going.
When do we expect Wesley Clark to address his supporters?
Well, I mean, I was just told that he's going to wait until he gets some sign of which way this is going to go. So perhaps in the next 30 minutes, as the poll results continue to come in, we may hear from Clark and hear what he has to say one way or the other.
How clear has General Clark been about the need to win in Oklahoma in order for him to continue campaigning? Or if he came in, say, second by a whisker, would that qualify as encouragement enough for him to stay in the race, do you think?
Gosh, you would have to think so. I mean, they have poured their resources into the state. He's from Arkansas right next door. He's been here a lot. He's garnered a lot of endorsements. The largest Indian newspaper, the Native American Times, has come out for him. And he's been running spots for 8 weeks. So if he does lose, it will be a blow. But, I mean, one way or the other, it's going to be close. So this is not the shining victory that I think the Clark campaign hoped it would be.
Has he run heavily in Oklahoma on the war and on his criticism of President Bush's stewardship of the war?
Yes, he has. This is a conservative state, and Clark has positioned himself as the most conservative of the Democratic candidates. That's helped him here. And there's a lot of military bases here, a lot of retired veterans, and that's helped the general. They respect veterans. They respect what General Clark has done. And so I think he chose his state well, but Edwards has come on strong.
Okay, Wade, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin talking to us from Oklahoma City.